Hello, Marriott. How are you doing?
Good morning, Wolf Likes and Ring, and a very good Sunday to you. How are you today?
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's okay. It's not good morning for me. It's late afternoon, you know.
So I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to Life Talk with Marietta, and I want to welcome all our audience. And thank you for making yourself available today, because today we're going to talk a little bit behind the scenes. We get to know a little bit why you have such tremendous hunger for travel, and what's really behind it. And where do you get this incredible energy from? It's a mental energy. It has to be also a physical energy to be going and traveling all over the world like that.
Yeah, I'm a curious boy, I have to say.
Were you always like that, Wolf, even in younger years?
Yeah. I did it as a young man. I have been scout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that means I was on my way all the time, whenever possible.
Wow. That must have been, and I know I want our listeners to know that you are a retired individual. You were a school principal, a teacher, school principal. Is that correct, right?
That's correct.
Yes. And you retired, how long ago, your retirement?
Yeah, around about 11 years ago.
Yeah. So being stationary, same place all the time, didn't that bother you to some degree? Because if you have this curiosity about wanting to be on the go, that life just doesn't fit, you know, where you get up in the morning and you come home at night, you know, and you go through a period, 3 or 4 decades like that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. That's my energy. I love it, and I love my home as well. Yeah, but after a couple of months or weeks, I have to start again. I start for some days on Wednesday for flight shows with my camping car. Yeah, in Germany, Bavaria, and so on, and a little bit later. There is the International Book Fair in Leipzig, mid of March. I'll be there for a fortnight, I think. And in May, I want to start to French, once more to French.
I'm on your website right now where you have your projects listed. I know you've got France coming up. There are many things but let me, for our audience, so that they know who you are. Yes, you retired 11 years ago, but you also have an RV, vehicle, and I forgot, I'm sorry to tell you, and I couldn't look it up fast enough. What is the name of your RV?
The name?
Yes.
It's a Heimer.
No. I know you gave it a personal name because it goes wherever you go.
Do you mean the nickname of my RV?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Maxi.
Maxi, okay.
Maximum.
So wherever Wolf goes, Maxi goes. Now, does Maxi...
wherever Maxi goes, I go as well.
That's right. That's right.
That's pretty good. I do two projects this year. First, to France, because I discovered on my last trip in France, I discovered a very interesting trip, I think, where history is mixing with tourism. That's the so-called Route Napoleon. That means that the itinerary where Napoleon, the big emperor, which Napoleon took when he was on his flight from Elba to Paris again.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was banned for life, but he didn't remain on Elba. That's an Italian island.
And you will be giving a tour. Is that what you said?
There will be a tour from around about the Mediterranean, from Cannes to Paris.
Now, will you be taking other people on this tour, or is it just yourself?
Yeah. You know my wife, Gabrielle. She passed away 2 years ago.
Yes, Wolf. Yes, I remember. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I met a woman who is interested in traveling as me.
Okay.
And she is a great photographer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She will retire in June, and then she has a lot of time and is interested as me in making trips.
Oh, wow.
And she knows what it means, camping.
Oh, wow.
She's camper as well. Yeah. Well, that's good. I get to know her from one of my publishing houses.
Oh, okay. You met her through your publishing house. Well, I tell you, camping, I know the RV has a certain amount of space, but you really have to like one another, and certainly you have to have the same interests. Otherwise, you can't take more than 48 hours, and then it's a done deal, because it's day in, day out, every second. So a person, a like-minded person, you know, it's much easier, and it's joyful. So you have put these tours together, and you will be taking people to Paris, from Cannes to Paris, on this Route Napoleon?
Yeah.
Wow.
She will accompany me in May.
Uh-huh.
And in autumn, we'll start probably for Poland.
Wow.
Round about 6 weeks. That depends on my engagement in the opera.
Uh-huh. So does that mean people contact you? There is obviously people pay for that. This is not for free, right, Wolf?
Yeah, roundabout. It's not for free. They pay for my performances. And that's enough in order to make all of these trips.
No, what I'm saying is, if anybody wanted to join you on this trip, and it's for...
No, she doesn't pay. Yeah. Why? I do the trip in any case, and we share the costs, but that's all.
No, that's not what I mean, that's not what I meant, Wolf. All the tours that you set up, let's say for the Route to Napoleon, is this just for you? Or do you take strangers that want to sign up for that particular route? You take
No, it's just for me, or for us.
Yeah.
And later on, we make slideshows.
Okay.
As usual. We make slideshows with this trip.
I see. So this is not like a tourism, you take tourists that want to do this.
No.
Got you.
No, I'm not a guide. No, not at all.
A lot of headaches come with that, you know. People don't like this, people like this, they don't like that. You know, there's a lot, it's a whole other dimension.
No, I don't make it. Maybe when I pass to 100 years, I'll do so. Well, then I can't listen to my guests. That's okay.
That's fine. That's right. You turn it off. You turn the little hearing aid on and off. That's right.
It's just for fun and for some slideshows.
Right. Now, I always wondered, and I had a couple people ask me, when you travel in your RV, how is it always possible to maintain your diet? You know, the foods that you're used to eating or the foods that you should be eating. How does that work? Because every country is different, so we know we won't get, you know, what we're used to eating. How do you work? How does that work for you?
Really, there's no problem. The inhabitants of our region, of our country, they live there. Well, sometimes millions of years or some centuries, yeah?
Yeah.
They eat as well. But you can't eat what you are used to at home. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But take the food they take.
I see. Okay. A lot of people couldn't do that.
In France or in America, there are supermarkets. That's no problem.
Exactly.
It's not the same food as here in Germany, but poof, I don't go to other countries in order to take the German food. Yeah,
yeah, of course. No, that's not what I meant. But you're not always in cities. Many times you're out far from cities. So how does it work? Do you plan? You must plan ahead. And you also take food from home. Do you have the capacity to freeze food in your RV?
Yeah, but not too much food from home, because in some countries it's pretty much cheaper to buy food there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm looking for food that I don't know that I don't eat here in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Yeah,
I like this.
In other words, you're not looking for to experiment with foods. You just buy what you know from your homeland.
Of course, I have to plan, especially when I am the loneliness. But in my RV, there's a fridge, no problem.
Yeah, because a lot of people would say, well, you know, he's always gone for 2-3 weeks at a time, maybe sometimes longer, and he's in the middle of nowhere, like I remember in Grönland. He's all you see is icebergs around you. Where do you get your food from, you know?
Yeah, I have to explain that in Greenland, yeah, I didn't take my RV with me, because in Greenland there is no route, there is no way from one settlement to the other. You only can get to another settlement maybe by ship, maybe by plane, or maybe by dog sledge. I have my overnight stay, maybe with the inhabitants, yeah, in their home, or in a hostel, or I found enough places to sleep.
Yeah. So,
pretty cool.
So we know now that wherever you go, you always handle the food and you eat what you know, and your body has always been, it works for you. It just works for you.
And I talk with the inhabitants in order to get a recommendation. What's delicious here? What's typical for your country?
Yeah. Because when you're gone.
Sorry?
Because when you're gone for a long time, food is part of our daily living and our routine, and people don't like when they're out of the routine anyway. There's some adjustments on your part, yes, but it can be quite uncomfortable if you're gone for months and months and the food doesn't work out. You know, the food, you're unhappy with the food in general, you know?
I've never been unhappy with the food.
Good.
Of course, sometimes it's a little bit hard for my stomach, but poof, why not?
Yeah. Okay, now, Wolf, I'd like to ask you about your incredible books that are coming out, that have come out, and so forth. Tell me a little bit about it. I know it started when you first retired. I do want to tell the story, and I hope I do a good job with it. When you retired, you started traveling with your wife, and you would post occasionally on Facebook about your traveling and so forth, and a couple of publishers picked you up and said, would you like to do some work for us? And this is really when your story started as a journalist. You even took courses to become a journalist.
That's right.
And
my newest book will come out, I think, within a fortnight.
I saw the book cover.
It's about Greenland, Iceland, and Faroe Islands.
Incredible.
Yeah, I already told you that there will be in the mid of March the International Book Fair in Leipzig.
Yeah.
And then I will present it for the first time to the public. It's called, in German, it's called Inseleinsichten. That means, in the double sense of the word, Einsichten, that means, first of all, it's a sightseeing, maybe a little bit superficial impressions, but the deeper sense is, if you want, a profound insight in culture, history, and in the landscape.
That's incredible.
That's the title of my newest book.
Yeah, you had just sent me this morning the book cover.
That's the cover.
Very attractive.
Right. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward now. Now, all of these books are coming out, and you have, I don't know how you all do it. I really, especially you're booked a year in advance, and you go to city at different, sometimes at town hall, sometimes at private businesses, and you get presentations. So give me some feedback, what the audience, when you present your traveling and your thoughts and everything. Well, give me some feedback with how the audience responds to that.
Yeah. I feel that's an excellent feedback of the audience. And if you would took my calendar with all my performances, there are in 2020 around about, I think, 130 performances with my lectures. I'm full.
I didn't count them, but I know, and I have them right in front of me. It's just incredible. You're booked. I mean, you're in demand, Wolf.
Nearly every evening, I have a performance. Nearly.
It's incredible.
Don't forget, I perform only this year till the end of April. Then I start for France. Yeah. And then I have my summer festival with the operas. And I restart with my performances in the middle of October till the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Within this time, I have my 130 performances. Sometimes two, even three a day.
It's amazing. It's just really amazing. And do you know, I have to say it again to our audience, you are the role model, not only for the seniors, but at any age, you are the role model for at any age. Because
and that's interesting for me with the audience. If I present some countries, some trips here in Europe, I have as audience the older one. Yeah, with their memories and so on. But when I present, maybe Australia or especially New Zealand, I have the younger people. Because they all want to make work and travel.
Oh, sure. That's all you see on Instagram. I mean, they're all, I don't know, you don't see anybody working. You know, they all have a certain a certain way of how they present themselves, and it may not be necessarily true for all of them, but it's a picture that everybody needs to keep up. You got to go with the latest fashion and the traveling. Whether it's true or not, that's a whole nother thing.
You're right. And I start with the performances in 2021. Calendar isn't full, but it's developing. Yeah.
Now,
and that's good.
When let's go back to the audiences that you speak to. What do they come up to you later on after you finish with the presentation, and they ask you a personal question, like maybe they shake your hand and say, you know, we really admire you for what you're doing, and we used to travel, or we like to travel, but what kind of feedback do you get, you know?
I think I have three groups of audiences.
Yeah.
The first one, I thought about, is those who know the country, who have been there, and that's for the memories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? The second one, that's a group who plan a trip into this country.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the third part of my audience are those who only want to dream about or to dream of, and they know they will never go there.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, and after the performance, they come to me, we talk about of the presentation or the country as well, and sometimes they buy my books and my calendars.
Yeah, which is nice,
yeah.
Too. That's nice too. But I said that was one of the questions that I really wanted to ask, because it's important to me, the audience, you know, and you are getting the feedback. You were able to list it. So, and you know what? You have a little something for everyone. Keeping the memories alive when they speak with you, and did he see something what we didn't see, and so forth. The people that are planning on going and they want to make sure they see what you saw too, and maybe, you know, you can give them tips and who knows what. But the other ones, the dreamers, that's okay. You know, it's all okay. I've learned that.
It's, and a little special group of my audience is the mothers and their young daughters. That means daughter wants to go for work and travel to Australia or New Zealand. But mothers are always very anxious. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And, and they ask the mothers, is it dangerous? Can my daughter go there? And so on and so on. Yeah. Sometimes they give me a telephone and so on. Oh, yeah, it's nice. Yeah. But I can assure, let them go. That's good for her life. Let the daughters go.
Remember, years back, it used to be the dream was America, United States of America. Now it is Australia and New Zealand, huh?
Yeah, it is changing as well. China will become a main destination.
Wow.
Even for the youngsters.
Why do you think that is, Wolf?
I met a lot of people already who have been there, at the age of 22, 23, after school, after university, and they stood there for work and travel as well, in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's developing. I'm astonished as well.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it true? I think my grandkids, we were saying something last week, my grandson doesn't have German in his classes. It's French, Spanish, also Mandarin they offer, but not German.
Not German, no.
No.
German is a pretty hard language.
So that's interesting to find out from you what the youngsters, what they're interested in.
I gave lessons. Yeah. When I had been in France, I gave lessons in German for the students. And it's a very pretty hard language to learn the German. Yeah, it's a hard job.
I know you speak Russian. You speak, of course, English and German. Do you speak Spanish and French, too?
French as well, yeah.
Oh,
again,
I didn't know.
I understand it, but I can't speak it really. I speak a little bit Spanish, Italian, and so on. Mm.
Yeah, but
romantic.
French you speak, right?
Sorry?
French you speak.
Yeah. I can listen to French. I was a teacher of French.
Oh, okay, because when we post on social media and... you know, I do want to tell our audience a little bit more about you. I didn't put the French in. Every other language I put in, but not the French, so I want to make sure I correct that. So
yes.
Now, what kind of feedback do you get about your books? Because the books are North America, Morocco, New Zealand, Australia. But mainly, let's talk about the books at home, Schleswig-Holstein.
Schleswig-Holstein, for example, you can take every book you want. I tell them that I don't write travel guides, but it's a travel diary. But you can follow me on my trip, etap after etap, station after station, and I have a good feedback. They did it, maybe the whole trip or maybe only some parts. Mm. I give recommendations, do it or do it not. Yeah, I don't give prices and so on, but you can follow my trip. I have maps in there, no problem. And it's a very good feedback.
What kind of following is that? Would you explain that to me? Because I don't understand that.
Yeah, for example, especially those who do the same as me in camping cars. Yeah, because I'm the specialist for my publishing houses for tours in camping cars. That's my main bias. Yeah, and they buy my books, they follow my trips, and they come back happy.
So there must be a separate website or a separate link. What do we do in order to just to follow you?
To follow what?
To follow you on your tours and camping trips, because that's something new to me. That
take my Facebook account or my Instagram account. That's the best.
Oh, way. I see. Okay.
On Instagram and Facebook, I make my shout-outs.
Got you. All right. I thought there was a separate link where, okay, now, you know, watching you day by day at a certain, you know how Santa Claus, how kids can watch it on the internet. You know, now the Santa Claus is across the Pacific, and now it's so many miles away. You know, I thought it was a tracking system. That's what I was trying to say. A tracking system on Wolf. Okay.
I did it with a tracking system, yeah, but I changed. But now I write some stories on Facebook or on Instagram.
I got you. Now I got the picture now. Now I can talk about it. That's good.
Yeah, with some pictures and then some information. Yeah, that's the best way in order to follow me.
Yeah. Question. All the books from North America, Morocco, New Zealand, Australia, they're in German and English? They were published in German?
No, not in English. I publish them in German. And, as you know, when I send you some articles, you have the system to translate them into English.
Yeah. But I didn't want to assume that the books are not translated in English, because it's only for the German-speaking audience then.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have the time to translate them. Yeah, even I have my family in an American citizen, but he's busy as well.
Yeah. That's, I understand that.
Yeah. If you know a way to translate it for an English speaking customer, I'll send you the manuscript. I'll send you the books, no problem.
Oh, I'm not qualified to be a translator. Absolutely not. I barely make it with a couple of things. So no.
Yeah, it's a big job with the translation.
Yeah, you got to really be a professional at all of this and an editor and everything. So.
Yeah, but that will be very expensive with professionals.
Yeah, I thought maybe the publishing company, but maybe their mind is not on the English speaking. Who knows? You know, I think just because people live in the U.S. or in New Zealand, that they know a lot about their own country. That's not a given thing. But maybe the publisher had a different mindset to bring it to the European, you know, to the German-speaking population, if you will. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, but I don't do it. I don't translate them. Not into English, not into French, or into Russian even.
Yeah. And another, right. Another question I have now, I know the audience will ask me that, and I'm just going to ask you. Now, all of this is involved with tremendous costs. Some people have saved their entire life to have a great retirement and so forth. So, with respect, can you talk a little bit about the costs? If you don't feel comfortable talking about it, we don't have to talk about it.
The costs? That's hard to precise because I'm a journalist. I have a document that I'm a journalist, and for me, a lot of things are just for free.
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know the real costs of entrances, of staying in a hotel and so on. I don't know it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of things are for free for me.
That's incredible.
I pay for the transportation by ship of my RV. Yeah. That's maybe for North America. That's round about 3,000 euros, maybe 4,000 US dollars. One way.
Okay.
Yeah, but the rest, you have to live here in Germany, you have to live anywhere else, that's the same, yeah.
Right, of course.
I have to eat there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But what about
cost for traveling?
Right. Now, when Moxie, is there also downtime when Moxie says, hey, you know, enough is enough, I need a few days rest? Does that happen too, where you just have to give it in for, have to bring her in for maintenance and so forth?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I can't precise the cost. No, not at all. I know what are the costs for the airplane. Yeah, but yeah, I want it and I do it. Yeah, and when writing articles for the newspapers, yeah, I earn a little bit of money.
Right. I have a question, Wolf. Let's just say, you know, with radio and putting everything out on the internet, you just never know who might listen to, especially you as a journalist. Would you welcome them to contact you? Even if you had to, would you ever consider planning a private tour for somebody, if let's say a couple or a group reached out to you?
No problem.
Yeah.
It's no problem. They're very welcome.
I think that would be a wonderful idea. And I can write a little article in The Healing Mind. And, of course, I can talk about it on radio. Because a lot of people, they would be interested in not going as a tourist, but as a look at seeing with the eyes of a local person.
Yeah, that's good. And tell them as well that I'm living in a big house. I have enough space to host them.
You mean in Germany?
Yeah, here. Yeah. Well, it's New Hamburg. I show them my country, my landscape.
I have some ideas that just came up during our conversation. I'm going to spin it a little further. People need help. Not everybody is as adventurous as you. And that's okay. It either is in your blood or it's not. I don't think it has anything to do with age. It's either in your blood or it's not.
Yeah.
You know?
If they want to contact somebody here in Germany, that's no problem. Yeah, I can occupy myself with those questions.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's something I really, I will be in touch with you per email. Okay. So, book sales.
Yeah.
I would love to get some of your books.
Yeah.
What do I have to do?
Yeah, I may send it. I may send them to you.
Okay. Okay, because it means a lot to me. Schleswig-Holstein means a lot to me because it's a, you know, I lived up there. And I'm also happy to see that in, I think this year, you're back in Wilhelmshaven at the
maybe that I'll meet her with a performance the following Sunday in 1 week.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to see all of that. So, Wolf, we're out of time. I'm going to keep you. You're with us all the time. You're in my mind and heart all the time because, yes, I do have to translate, which I do gladly. It's just when I, you know, when I get these big book size stories, I have to remind myself, where did I leave off last time? You know, because, you know, so, but I manage. That's okay. Yeah.
You're managing. And if you or your audience are interested in some of my books, send me addresses or send me one address. Yeah. And what you want from my book, maybe other books. Yeah. And I'll send them to you.
Thank you so much.
I did it sometimes with Australia and with America and so on.
Yes. Because that would be wonderful. That would be lovely. Wolf, for today, we're out of time. Thank you for making the time for us and you know, our listeners. And I wish you lots of health and lots of energy. And to me, you're my role model, getting older. I'm right around the corner from you age-wise. But, that energy is just something else. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. For the talk. Yeah. And we'll get in touch again. Yeah.
Thank you, Country. Thank you.
Yeah.
And good.
If you need some articles from me, let me know.
I do. You'll have an email from me in the next couple of days. Thank you so much, Wolf.
Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.